Hello, we are live.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the official Are We Canceled Yet podcast with your host
JoJo.
and your girl Meek Meek, aka Tamika, aka Goldilocks, aka Hopeless Romantic.
Oh my gosh.
And that leads us into today's special because this is the podcast for those that are, at the park, just got done playing football, posting it up, being creative, writer, directors, actors. This is for those that's going to be listening to this in the car tomorrow while they're in LA traffic.
Come on,
When
people
your
are
friends, your
creative.
girls, when your girls don't answer the phone or your guys, just listen to us.
Ring,
And we're here
ring.
with special guests.
Yes. All right. So, as you know, last episode, we had the privilege, the honor of reviewing a short film called Sexed. Today, we have the actor, creator, the extraordinary artist behind said short film. Today we have writer, executive producer, lead actress, Kirsten Stevens. Hello, hello, welcome. And we also
Hey.
have the lead actor, Mr. Unsaved Number himself, Mr. Sterling
No, me too.
Derrick.
Hey,
Welcome,
hey,
welcome to Are
hey.
We Canceled Yet? Okay.
Thanks for having us.
So, we're gonna ease the tension a little bit. Get y'all a little loosey goosey. We're gonna play a little game.
Okay.
And
Because we can do
I
shit.
don't know if y'all listen to our other episodes, but I love games.
Okay.
All
I'm
right,
ready.
so the theme of Sexed, the short film, was really centered around relationships, insecurities, and everything in between. So we're gonna do rapid fire questions. Don't think about it, okay? We're going to start with Kirsten and then we're going to go to Sterling. And then I want y'all to go back and forth once I go down each one. It's six questions and a bonus. Are you ready?
Course.
Okay. Bang, bang. All right. Are we overthinking the text or pretending you're unbothered?
Overthinking.
Overthinking. Okay. Which do you prefer, call, text, or voice note?
Come on, you gotta be quicker than that.
Okay, text if I'm texting. I'd rather receive a voice note.
Okay, you're on the first date. Are you giving eye contact or looking away?
Eye contact for sure.
Eye contact.
Okay, come on. Which is harder to say when you're just talking to someone? I like you, what are we, or what that mouth do?
I like you. Oh my God.
Oh, I need to discuss these, but continue. Say the question again for him.
Okay. Which is harder to say when you're just talking to someone? I like you, what are we, or what that mouth do?
What that mouth do for sure. It can
Okay.
come across disrespectful, but it has to be asked.
Okay, red flag that you're running from instantly.
No job.
Bad texture.
No job and bad texter. I know that's right. Green flag that wins you every time.
Remembering the little
Service.
things.
Hold wait, Kirsten, you go first. Say it again.
Remembering the little things.
Okay, and then Sterling.
Acts of service, kind of the same thing.
Okay.
If you wash my dishes and I wake up, I'm like, oh yeah, she the one.
Come on, dishes. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, traditional. All right. Bonus. Are we ready? Kirsten, go first. Make a noise or a series of noises that best describe the short film Sexed.
I'm thinking about the shocking parts of it.
Yes. Okay, Sterling, your
Is that
turn.
what you were thinking about? We'll come back to it.
Send it. Just go ahead and just press send.
Period. We love that. And that concludes our icebreaker.
I
Now,
love this. I love this. JoJo wouldn't let me play.
no.
You
She
wanted
wanted to play so bad.
Not gonna lie, I would love to hear her answers.
See,
Okay.
I wanted to play. No, it's over now. All right.
But let's do the bonus, Tamika. Make a noise or a series of noises that best describes the short film Sexed. Facial expressions.
Facial expressions. No, okay. There's one question that I found very interesting between guys and girls answering, which was, what's the most difficult thing to say? Which was, I like you, what are we, or what that mouth do? Girls, pretty easy to ask what that mouth do. But then guys are like, no, I'm not gonna ask that. Let's converse before we get into the sexting, because now I feel like it's interesting. I thought it was just me. But no, Christian, you said the same thing.
Yeah, so I mean, saying I like you is like I'm putting my whole feelings out, but the other two I can like play them off. But if I say I like you and you don't come back with something like, oh, we're done.
Oh, yeah, for
There's
sure.
nothing else happening. But what that mouth do or what are we like, I think we can like whatever the response is, like we can continue on or like play it off or whatever. But like after I like you is out there, like it's either we chilling or we not. That's it for me.
It's like it's playful, but then if it gets serious, I can decide if we're trying to get serious with it. Sterling,
So
Derek, you said, I like you, or what you say?
no, he said, what that
what that
mouth
mouth
do.
do.
But you said you couldn't say that.
It would be more difficult for sure.
Right. Why?
I don't like to lead with the sexual activity or innuendos because I don't want people to think I don't really date for for sex. I date for a relationship, but I mean, a part of that relationship comes with the sexual activities. But saying I like you, I can tell somebody that. I think as a man, you gotta kind of step up, put yourself out there, and like, hey, this is what I'm setting for us. And then asking where, what are we, is definitely something that I can lead a conversation with. But what that mouth do, I gotta know you like me first.
Oh, wow. Come on.
I
You're
respect
rare.
that.
You're a rare breed.
You're mature.
Mature.
He's
Mature.
mature. Now, 10 years ago, what would your answer be?
What are we doing?
That's short for what that mouth do. Nah. Look,
Listen.
perfect segue into the film.
Yes.
Because my girl was setting herself up a bit here. And when she got the what that mouth do answer, she was not prepared.
No,
Not prepared.
So let's dabble into this before we get into all the creative process and everything. Tell us, what was your thought process when writing the film? Also, knowing that you're going to be playing this character.
So when I originally wrote it, I didn't know I was going to be playing the character.
Okay.
I wrote it as like a short story in my journal. I never thought in a million years that it would ever get made. It was just I was learning how to write, and so this was the first script that I ever wrote. But once I realized that I was making the film, that's when shit set in. Like, oh, this is real. Like, oh, I'm gonna have to, be out here, basically naked on TV. So, but just as far as like her not being prepared, I watched y'all review of the film, which I absolutely loved, and I'm like, she wasn't, but like in my mind, I wasn't thinking like, oh, she's not prepared. It's just like, when you in this situation, you get caught up, you're like, listen, I either gotta go with it or cut it off, and like we too deep in this. We just gotta keep going, keep going, keep going. But the thought process of the writing, it was just like the back and forth with, let's say number and her. And what I thought was like interesting and funny, and also like, things that may happen in real life,
Yeah. Now, was this from a lived experience? Or was it from like you kind of took a little bit of your experience and say like a girlfriend's experience, a family member's experience and kind of wrapped it together?
Yeah, so sorry. Ooh.
Take your time.
The original thought process of it was I hate when a nigga asks me for a picture. I don't know if we can say the N-word on here. But just
We
because
can.
you gotta determine what happens, right? So it's just like, one, when did you ask, right? If it's too soon, I gotta block you. You crazy. Like, you're not even playing. Or you know, you're not even like acting like you like something else. You're just trying to get the pick. Like, okay, you too thirsty.
Right.
But like if you in an in-between, you gotta kind of toy the line. Like, you interested, they interested, how much are you willing to share? And so the process included just like I think like the banter was the way that Kirsten talks, but it was a combination of like friends' interactions that I've known about, asking people like their interactions and just like. And then we were in the rewriting process of just like what I thought was funny, what I thought would move the story along, and then what kind of worked with the character. Like, who is she and how would she function in this? So it was a kind of combination of all of those things.
Oh, I love that. Okay. So you did mention the rewriting process. So, one, how many times did you rewrite this script until you got to your final script? And then what was the most like unexpected note during that process that completely shifted a scene?
So the original rewrite, because I was submitting it to Women Right Now, Kevin Hart's like Black Women in Comedy
I
program.
submitted something as well.
I did it in maybe like 2022 or three. I'm not,
Yeah.
no, it was probably 2022. But didn't get selected. But that was the first rewriting process that I went through, and then. Once we were in production with Victoria Renee, our director, and Javon Williams, our producer, we went through a rewriting process, and I probably had like, I want to say like 5 to 10 drafts. I can't remember. But I was in the writers group, Tune Up Tuesdays. I don't know if I've heard of it.
No.
It's hosted by Dante Bailey. It's in downtown LA. But
Ooh.
went through a couple writing processes with that with. That writers group and then with our production team. And so a couple of things that really shifted the story. So one, originally Unsafe Number, it was just Unsafe Number and Zaynah. And we didn't know what Unsafe Number looked like. It was just like her dealing with herself. And so we added Unsafe Number and then we also added his friends. And so that really shifted the story to like really emphasize like the guy's point of view. That was a note from Victoria and Javon, I believe. I can't remember specifically, but they really did their thing because they did all of everything that they did was improv. Like it was like guys in the room, let them go,
Oh, I
right?
love
Like
that. Okay, I was gonna ask that.
Gary Sterling did his thing, Khalid and Andre did their thing, and then like they really vibed together and like played off of each other, and like literally every single joke in there was all improv. So like they did their thing. So that really shifted it. To be more comedic from the man standpoint, but then also take a little bit of pressure off of Zaynah and like what she was dealing with. Cause like hers is funny, but like then she kind of goes through her like, anxiety spill. And so I think it comedic. But then as far as another note that I think shifted it, originally Zaynah didn't have like a breakdown or whatever. Like she was like, oh, I'm gonna just send him a picture and she sends it. And so that was a note from Javon Williams, our producer. He was like, why did she change her mind? And that was a really like thought-provoking note that I had to take and like understand like what would make her be so upset in this moment and then shift, And so that really kind of brought us back, brought them back, and then kind of allowed Unsafe Number to have his number saved. Even though like, he always had his number saved at the end, but we didn't know why, right? Like, why do we like him? And so that kind of helped bring that back together because he did the right thing. He said the right thing.
Like, oh, I remember. So it didn't start off as a comedy.
It was comedic. It just wasn't as silly as it is now.
Okay.
Everything flows the way you have it now. Everything flows very nicely. And it's not like, it's not slapstick at all. Like every piece of comedic relief, like moment that you have in there definitely adds to the story because it gives the story that kind of crescendo a little bit, like that up and down moment. And then just when you get to the moment of vulnerability and really breaking down, I feel like everybody can relate to that for sure. So that was just beautiful the way everything kind of was pieced together. What now was there a was there a, what am I trying to say? The process
Well,
of
let me ask
that.
this.
All right, yeah,
Like
go
that
ahead.
you hinted about the writing process, and that it took you like 5 to 10 drafts, because people don't really understand the concept that you start off with is not the concept that you are going to end up with, especially being a writer. So I'm really taking from this because I've been writing something forever. I don't need your input.
I wasn't about to say nothing.
And there's been several drafts of it. Yeah. And people have mentioned, you know, writing groups. Do you feel like that's a really good creative outlet that allows you to build on that and maybe even find confidence throughout the writing process, especially here?
Yeah, so I think writing groups are super powerful. I think you have to be really intentional about what writer group you go to and kind of what the vibe of it is. When I originally went to the writer's group I went to, like I shared a different script and I had been going for a couple of months and I knew how they gave notes. And so, you know, as actresses, y'all like notes are a thing, right? But like in the writing process, like you have to get notes and you have to decide how to take them, right? Like if your director is telling you to take a note, like it's his vision, the director's vision, right? So like you adjust, but like the writing process, you have to understand like what story you're trying to tell, is this note helpful or not, right? Because you may get lost in notes. And so, you know, just be really intentional about the writer's group you're a part of and then like take all of the notes, like hear them without any judgment. And then when you go back, adjust like, oh, this doesn't work. That's not in my intention. You know what I mean? Like try to understand like what your intention is while you're adjusting the notes, I would say.
Okay. Now, what was the audition process like in finding Sterling Derrick? Or did you two already know each other?
We did not. Derrick, you want to talk about me?
So we did not know each other. She was friends with one of my high school friends, Victoria Renee, who ended up directing the film. We've done projects together in the past. She's amazing. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to be here today, but everything we've done in the past has been great. She introduced me to Kirsten and Jovan. They were both awesome. At the time, during my audition, there was supposed to be a second lead. Kirsten wasn't going to start it at the time. And sorry about that. We kind of just ran through a few different scenarios. They figured out my motivation for different things, why I was acting and what I wanted to do with my acting skills. And we kind of had a chemistry there. I think that's what kind of won me the role, because Kirsten and I kind of just had a pretty good conversation and she felt I let her speak on why she chose me.
Yeah, I love that.
We were casting and we looked at a couple of guys and Victoria was like, what about Sterling? And she sent me his IG. So I was like, okay, cute, okay. And so we got on a call and we did do kind of like an understanding. So he read the script and just kind of spoke about his point of view. But I think one of the largest things that like won me over just was like, because this story is so vulnerable, like I wanted to feel comfortable with like who this guy was, right? And like just with our conversation, it kind of flowed very well. Like he was a super dope person, like on set, and I don't even know if Sterling remember this, like he was like helping move stuff, like, you know, we're a little production set, like he's just like getting it and going with the flow. Like it wasn't like, oh, I'm an actor, you know what I'm saying? Like everybody need help, everybody hands on deck, right? And so that was, you know, we had selected him at that point, but like I could just feel the energy of our conversation and like understand like he's a real person and taps into that, you know, human experience. And like, you know, we had conversations about like, you know, being vulnerable with a woman and what that looked like from his standpoint and his point of view, and I just liked what he had to say. And I think he also understood the mentality of the character, and so it worked out.
Yeah. And was, honestly, yeah. Sterling, I just have to say your performance was amazing, because after I had to watch it twice, so after the first time, you know, I got my laughs and stuff out the way. But the second time, I noticed, like, it was a lot of voiceover for you. And you barely, like, said anything. But your performance, it, like, just to not say anything at all, but we still get the cadence of what's going on just off of your performance alone is magical. So just kind of tell us about that process, how it was being on set, and just getting into the mindset of basically pantomiming like the scenes.
So at first it was kind of odd Well, I would say prior to recording, it seemed odd to not have to say anything, but it kind of just let me get into the energy of displaying what the character is trying to emote. I didn't have to think about remembering any lines. I was just like, I went into the bathroom and I started doing push-ups. I was able to think about what would I do if I was really in this situation. There were a couple of scenes with the other actors, the comedians. They were flaming me. So the whole recording, they probably didn't get all the best jokes, but they were flaming me the whole recording. So we just had a lot of fun on set. And Victoria did a great job of directing me and kind of keeping me in the presence of the character, and then allowing me to kind of display that on camera.
Oh, I love that. Great work.
What was the note from her that you felt really pushed you into developing the character or leading you into the right direction of your performance? Was there anything?
One that definitely stands out is the bathroom scene. I don't know if you can tell how big that bathroom is, but there were a few people in that bathroom and it got pretty intimate. So
you couldn't tell.
Yeah. The bathroom is a normal size 2-bedroom apartment bathroom. And there were a few different shots in there that our DP, he and I got really close. So it was a fun shoot. It was a great shoot. I think Victoria definitely kept us in the like, she would tell us what she was trying to see, and she was able to see it and explain to us what we needed to do to convey what the script was supposed to bring out.
Oh, I love that. Now, was that the same bathroom for both your scene, Kirsten, and different bathrooms?
Different bathrooms.
Yeah. Okay.
You're about to be like, set?
I was about to be like, set, yo.
Did that.
Y'all had the team working.
Two different locations.
Listen.
And then the other guy, since it was all improv, I know the one you said y'all worked with before, or both of the guys?
So Andre and Khalid, not collectively, like, I don't think I worked with, no, not collectively. Like, we all knew each other, or at least myself, through our writers group. That's how I met both of them. Khalid is a writer and a musician, and then Andre is like a DJ and an actor and a DP. You know, we all do a bunch of things. And so both of them were brought on by our producer. Mm-hmm. But we knew them mutually, and then they with Derek, they all met on set. Like, I don't even think, because Derek came into town, and so they didn't have much time to like know each other prior to that. So all of that energy and chemistry was very.
I definitely wanted set,
like, that was in a short amount of time. No practice. It was like, hey, what's up? All right.
And I definitely wanted to point that out. That I came in. We recorded, we did it in one day, and the chemistry and the direction was already there for us. We just kind of knocked it out. It was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you're trusting perfect. Casting when casting works out. Because in these situations, you don't have time to sit there and be like, okay, well, you know.
Listen.
Where do you come from? What do you like to do? Do we go have drinks before? Yeah. You know, hang out? No.
Yeah, no. You straight to business.
It was boom. All right.
And that now, just speaks to everybody's professionalism. Like, mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Black people. Now, melanated folks.
Now, looking at that in the process, let's talk about budgeting. When you get into, all right, short film, what all do I have to put into this before I start hitting these circuits? Because people don't know you got to pay to enter these film contests.
Hello.
Yeah.
So what is that like from your end, really figuring out, okay, this is my creative process. I wrote it. I'm acting in it. But now I have to put my business hat on and really get this out there.
Yeah. So our pre-production process was like very quickly. So, you know, I'm a believer, but literally like it was God's timing. Like I can't take any credit for none of like how it happened flow-wise, because I had lived in California for maybe a couple of months, was going to writer's group, shared a script, met Victoria and she showed interest in sex. And so I was like, well, if we get some money together, maybe we can shoot it. But in my mind, and I had never produced something before. And so I was like, listen, I got a couple thousand. We can get our homies and figure this shit out. Mm-hmm. You know, and so, originally the budget was like 2,000, and but that was like a 5-page script, one location, right? And so once we went into pre-production and, you know, wanted to expand the story a little bit and like add the characters and all the things, things got bigger. And I'm, you know, from a executive producer standpoint, I'm like,
hold up.
So they want to, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like in like, don't get us just like a lot of people donated their time, donated resources. All of our locations were free. We had a camera that was donated. A lot of people donated their time to be there and their own resources to be there. So like truly it cost way more money than I specifically spent. But I think like what I spent like on production, that's including like, Crafty, you know, feeding people and the props and the things of that nature, maybe like 3,500. And that's not included in like film festivals. And I don't even think that's including posts now I'm thinking about it. But, you know, as things came up, things had to get paid as well. And so, but a lot of people definitely donated their time for free. So it was way more than that.
We love community.
I was about to say the power of community.
Right. We're all out here trying to make it. So let's help each other until we can get there.
I mean, and it's definitely a give and take, right? Because it's like, you know, I worked on set for people and they owe me favors. And so they return those favors, right? And so I want to emphasize that too, because like, you know, it's one thing to ask for something, but like being willing to give in some capacity too. And I think, and also like saying what you're going to do and actually doing it, right? Because it's like, oh yeah, you owe me a favor, but then like, I can't ever get you to shut up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's a thing too. And so, but the people that I work for, they return the favors, and you know, vice versa. There are people that work for me and I return the favor back to them. So those are things that I'm like, you know, with this community thing, that's important. Like I want to be able to give as much as I'm asking as well. You know?
Yeah. It's a big thing. Just asking.
No,
it's hard. And I think the thing for me, particularly with this set, because so many people gave their time and weren't being paid, I was like, okay, the least I can do is feed everybody good. And so, you know, when we think about like where the money goes, like those are the things that I really try to emphasize. Like, y'all may have worked 12 hours, but y'all had some good food and we had some leftovers. Y'all took home. You know what I'm saying? Or like little Crafty. Everybody like, that was the thing. Everybody like, we had Crafty. We had good Crafty. Like, I ain't gonna make y'all work and not feed y'all. So
honestly, that's the best part of being on set is the food.
Bro.
I mean, yeah, the script is there, but where the food at?
Bro, like, and like, I'm like, oh, so-and-so like this, so-and-so like this, and like, oh, like, it really makes it. And like, a friend of mine, Matt Johnson, he's actually a part of our crew, he told me, he was like, Kirsten, make sure you feed people well, because if you feed them, like, bad food, the energy of the set goes down. And I'm like,
noted.
That was like such a dope note that I'm like, if people got good snacks and like, you know, not super terrible, like, you know, semi-healthy or like things that they like, or like, oh, you got Gatorade and not just water, okay, cool, we here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So those are all things that I really wanted to try to emphasize for the set.
Okay, now getting back into the creative aspect, how did you end up being the leading lady? How did you feel about it?
The people need to know.
Because this wasn't where you were supposed to be.
No, it wasn't. So, yeah, we were casting and a couple of things happened. So I had sent the script to a friend and he was basically like, you need to do this. Like, I don't know why you're not doing it. And I'm like, yeah, okay. But also, like, I have a background in performing more improv rather than, like, traditionally trained as an actress. But I did improv to be a better writer. That was my intention. Ooh. And so, but I have done stage work. And so really it came down to like logistics and kind of time, you know, and also like not really wanting to go through the process of like finding an actress. And I, you know, I'm here and convenient. And this is the project that we're working on anyway. So it kind of worked out. But it was also something I'm like, if I don't do this, I'll probably regret it. And so I'm definitely, you know.
Did you catch the bug? The action bug. Now, are you ready?
That's such a good question. That's such a good question because I'm like, as I'm like thinking of like the next projects that I'm working on, and I'm like, sex was so intimate, you know? That's why I'm like, maybe if it's something more subtle, but I do like performing. I do like performing. I think I would love to act in something somebody else wrote. But okay. My stuff, I don't know.
Noted.
All right. Noted. Let's get into the film a bit more and certain decisions that were made, you know? Mm-hmm.
She's just waiting to talk about your gray sweatpants.
So awkward. In these
I know where she's going with this.
But because there was a reason here, okay? So whose direction was that? Who
it was Sterling.
Not mine.
We definitely picked his pants. Yeah. So so a combination of myself, Victoria, and our wardrobe stylist, we kind of got together, and Jamon was a part of it too. But like, while we were like in pre-production, we were like, gray sweatpants is like a cultural staple, you know what I'm saying? So he gets that.
It's a fan favorite.
And it is.
Yeah, it is. And like, and then it is a fan favorite, but men know what they be doing. Okay. Like, you know,
and y'all do.
And you know you ain't got no drawers on.
And y'all do.
Exactly. So,
because why would y'all do that, Sterling? Why? What is y'all thought process?
We just like the color, ma'am.
Y'all just like the color gray?
Yeah. It okay. Matches everything.
Okay.
Black does as well.
Black does.
As well as navy blue, which are always there next to the gray.
Listen, you was giving good answers before.
I gotta hold it down. I can't give the industry secrets out.
Okay. All right. So give this secret away. How uncomfortable were you?
Ooh. Okay, so I'll be up front. Those who have seen the movie,
uh-huh.
there or the short, there was a little movie magic there.
A little.
And the first time I was asked to participate in that portion of the movie magic, it was a bit jarring. but no, like I said, I kind of just committed to it. Like I said, when we were in that bathroom, the DP and I think it's Anthony. Is that right, Kirsten?
Yeah.
Yeah, Anthony and I. I mean, Anthony, Victoria, and I. It was basically us in that bathroom just kind of committed to providing what we gave you on screen. We wanted to make sure it was a little dramatic, but still fun and entertaining, to say the least.
Very entertaining.
It was like, now, how realistic was this? Sterling, I know you were thinking like, okay, how would I be in this situation? What do I want to portray? But in real life, we've all dated. I feel like everyone's been in this situation. So how did it feel for y'all being in this and showing the world that's going to see it, these very honest characters in real situation? Because it was real.
I think it was very real. I think that, I mean, in our generation, most of us have either considered taking some pictures or have done it. I think showing that on screen and showing the thought process from both angles, it allowed us to, since we were all recording and meeting each other for the first time, having those intimate moments, but also we were all the same age. We were kind of connected by our generation, and we can kind of just sit there, be real with who we are, and the characters that we're on, that we're displaying, we know what those people are actually thinking.
Mm-hmm. Let me get your response.
Can you tell me the question again? Sorry, I was caught up in Derek's response.
I was asking, just in this situation, how could you relate, because we've all been through it before.
Mm-hmm. I think I parallel it with like producing and for the first time, you know, mm-hmm. or like doing this set thing for the first time. Because I think it's that level of vulnerability with like kind of putting yourself out there as a creative, as an artist and stuff. And so like all of those jitters, all of those nerves were like real, right? Like mm-hmm. we're in the bathroom, we're saying this bathroom scene. We only had like 5 people there that day. And we were going through the wardrobe, and like I'm having to wear lingerie in front of people that don't need to see me in lingerie. They none of them are my man, right? And so having those experiences, like a lot of the nerves were pure because mm-hmm. that's how I felt. Mm-hmm. But also like it is, I try to be really focused on like how would I function if no camera was here. Right. Mm. Like if I'm really in this situation, how would I focus? And so like that's how I tried to deal with that. I mean, definitely, you know, taking notes and getting notes from Victoria. And then also having to adjust for the camera, right? For the angles that they were trying to do, you know, it was a little uncomfortable, but as vulnerable as we were in real time, right? Like Derek mm. in his bathroom scene, very vulnerable. Mine mm-hmm. and my bad. What was happening in on set and in real time?
Yes,
I think it worked out very well. I actually love that it worked out this way, that yeah. y'all didn't have a relationship before. Mm-hmm. That Sterling Derek did just show up that day, because the yeah. vulnerability is real, and regardless if there was a camera there or not, even if it's you in that situation and you in your home by yourself,
yeah,
it's still awkward. Like, because I wasn't ready. I didn't know mm-hmm. that it was going in this direction.
Yeah.
Or I thought I was ready until it got yeah. there. And then I'm like, oh, this is awkward. So you were able to use that real energy. It was yeah. raw. And it definitely showed that, okay, this is a little, you know, it's a little awkward.
Yeah.
But you got to do what you got to do.
Especially yeah, I mean- the coochie scene, I'm just saying for the viewers, if you're listening right here, my girl Kirsten had a coochie scene with some Marley hair sticking out her drawers. Oh. Tell us a little bit more about that.
You tell us how you literally called us out on the podcast talking about, I know Marley hair when I see it. I said she didn't have to say that.
I was like, I know Marley hair. I was like, that ain't connect along. That's Marley hair, baby.
Listen,
yeah. No, literally having to open my legs is insane with a camera between,
like, to that boom.
Listen,
and then I mean, you were like, what? But you need another take. What?
But that's what I was talking about. You set yourself up when you knew you wasn't ready to get the response.
You were hitting the nail on the head. This is the thing, when you write something on a script. You don't be thinking like somebody's gonna have to open their legs and show this. Like that thought process did not come to me.
Somebody gonna have to bust it wide open with yeah. some Marley hair attached.
But you don't think that when you're in the middle of a text either.
No.
That he about to be like, damn. And you're gonna be like, ooh, 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 my phone died. Crazy. And then my phone died. Then I went to sleep. But good morning.
Like, way too much.
Subject. Abort.
You mentioned that. You mentioned like the hitting with the good morning text in real time. Real Zana, if this didn't need to be a story, that's what would have happened.
Oh, for sure. Especially when, why did it take you so many hours to text me back from this morning?
I'm never texting you back. I did too much.
Mm-mm.
But no, I like the vulnerability of it. Yeah, it had a good flow. What do you want people to take from this? Because it wasn't just sexting.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Which I feel like maybe it would have been when you first wrote it. That was your initial context. Just like, okay, a funny sexting conversation. But then it did break down into something that's very real.
Yeah.
That people go through.
Yeah. I think one, like, you know, I'm gonna keep referring to y'all review because it was like hit the nail on the head. Like, it is about insecurities, right? And it is about you know, putting yourself out there. I talked to Victoria and Jovan about it like all the time, like, as an artist, you have to put yourself out there, right? Like, you got to put your art out there. You got to keep showing up. You got to, you know, you take an L, you got to do it again. You know what I'm saying? You got to try this thing, try that thing, or whatever, as you are in this process of, like, one, just life, but, like, as creatives, as artists. And that's what that represents for me. Originally, sex was a funny, it was a joke. On God, didn't know it was going to be a real thing. But as it's, you know, progressed and, like, gone through the process, like, it really shows, at least for me, like, who I am as an artist. And, like, now I'm way more comfortable. One, just as a person, I'm confident because, like, maybe I made a film. Like, if you can make a film, you can do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I made a film.
And, like, and literally going through the process and, like, all the problems that came up and figuring out how to work through that and creative differences and personality differences, all of the things that you have to just deal with in life, like, being able to overcome all of it, and we're on the other side and we good. Like, everybody good. We excited, you know, to show the film, excited to be around each other, excited to show the world what we made. Like, I think that's a win in itself. And so with the film, taking from it, like, one, just, like, everybody's insecure in some capacity, but, you know, if it's important enough to you, you got to put yourself out there in whatever capacity, right? Whether it's with the relationship, friendship, you know, creatively, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you got to do it.
Sterling, for you as well, I mean, we're actors. Well, now, we got another one on the board. This will not be your last. But we're often thrown into very uncomfortable situations or just having to be other people. So I don't know if this is the first film that you've done where you were like, okay, this, I'm putting myself out there a little bit extra in this tight space. But how did you feel about the process and your, what you delivered? Like, what did you want? What do you want the audience to know about your character, this situation? Just the emotion here.
For my character, I think my character just kind of exudes a level of confidence, but also I try to convey a little bit of understanding with my mannerisms when Zana was having her situation. Through the project, though, I think that we all develop new relationships that we can kind of, they were uncomfortable at first, but, like, through the uncomfortability, we became not really trauma bonded, not as much, but we definitely, we have something that we can relate to, and we all we all kind of just gravitate back to it every time we think about certain scenes, or we'll revisit our time, me, Anthony and I's time in the bathroom, unfortunately, and Andre getting on me about my hairlines, let me have it that day. But also,
I want to see that film.
Oh my goodness!
What didn't come? We're gonna talk about that. What didn't air?
But also from the film, I like to take. I think I take away from Zaina's self talk. I know a lot of her anxiety was coming from her telling herself that the person that she was talking to wasn't really into her, or she wasn't sexy, like. Control your self-talk. I'm not saying go out and send a whole bunch of nudes, but if there's something that you want to do in life, go do that. Don't let yourself talk yourself out of it. If you want to be an actor, if you want to go back to school, if you want to do something and you say you're going to do it, just don't let your insecurities talk your way out of being great, or at least trying to be great.
I like that. The film was so much more than just sex. Yes, it was fun, Kiki moment, but I like that you said this was not just this particular incident. You know, this was me as a creative. Like, put yourself out there. If it's something that you want to do, just, you know, do it, but also do it in your way, in the way that makes you feel comfortable. And then you see how people perceive it.
Yes, ma'am.
And in this case, it worked out very well. Did you? Okay, so now, Sterling, next time you ask a girl a little something, something, now you see what our thought process is.
every time.
Every time. Like, lives in here. What is your, okay, little behind the scenes. What didn't get put in the film that you was like, maybe I shouldn't add that? It can be jokes, just different scenes. Was there anything? Kind of scenes was gonna stand out.
She just fishing for an exclusive.
So was there anything you remember
that you know, I love improv. I love improv, so I know some stuff. Some wild stuff probably came out of some mouths.
Some things that actually made it in the movie that I didn't think it would was the sitting on the couch portion.
Oh,
having the other, that was we designed that right there on the spot. They were trying to figure out how we could get them out, but it getting on the couch and then like it dropping down on the couch. That was a improv kind of scene. I'm so glad they made it in.
I was like, that's it.
That right there.
Out of that, that's the one.
That was a moment.
We gonna keep it going. Yeah,
I realized it was both sides, right? Like one side and the other side. So y'all got both views of his.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
It was interesting. It was very entertaining.
Did anybody break character on set? Did any of y'all break character?
Not on our end.
Oh, wow. What?
Yeah.
Professionals.
No, we were great. We had great chemistry from the beginning. All of the directors, the director, the DP, Anthony, I think Jovan was there. Everybody stayed in the moment. It was when the cameras were rolling, we were doing our job. It was awesome.
Listen, Kirsten said, look, this is the budget, okay? Don't y'all break a goddamn character. We can't afford it. Damn it.
They locked in though. Like, you know, we definitely had some timing things that we had to adjust, you know, at the end of day one, but they locked in. Like, I don't have, you know, looking back, it's like, dang, look what we did with so little resources. Amazing.
Yeah.
From Zaina's standpoint, in the credits, there's a scene. So we had it in the movie, but we felt like it didn't really work. So we took it out, but we put it in the bloopers. Zaina's like trying to do something and she like flushes the toilet in the water, like splashing in her face. It's in the bloopers. If y'all watch the movie, y'all see it.
Originally,
we did that on a whim. Like that was our kind of improv bathroom scene and we like tried it out and did a bunch of takes with like me hitting my head and stuff. But after we had it in the film, we were just like, it just doesn't work contextually.
Oh my God.
So, yeah. No, it was good. What is your biggest takeaway from this process as an actor, director, writer, as an actress?
Executive producer.
My biggest takeaway, I have to emphasize the beauty and like, how resourceful we can be as one, just like as a people, but just as creative people. Like, I think about every person on set and like what they did, and like just understanding like people's talent. And like, I could not have done this if you weren't here. You know what I'm saying? So, I really have to emphasize just like the community aspect of it and everybody bringing their talent together. Because I think not only did we like, you know, have chemistry once we got it locked in, but like. People pointing out things that needed to be pointed out. Like we had a script supervisor that was really instrumental in helping us like make sure we didn't go over time by cutting scenes or cutting shots. And it was like, that's not a script supervisor's job, right?
Right.
Yeah. And from an ego standpoint, that could be like, who are you talking to, right? But it was so valuable, right? It was so valuable. He did not have to do that, right? He did not have to say that. But everybody was really like locked in on like trying to make this thing work.
Oh, I love that.
And I kind of, you know, you know, created by Kirsten Production, but like I couldn't have paid nobody to do that. Like that's an instinctual thing. So
yeah,
that's what I That's my takeaway from it. Yeah.
I'd like to piggyback off of that, though. Mm-hmm. The community aspect of it was amazing. We were all there to get it done. But everyone was providing input and everyone was listening to the input that was put out there. Victoria was listening to the input that I had, Jovan had. Mm-hmm. Like she said, the script supervisor was able to kind of give direction. So no one was too big to take some type of notes.
Good, good. This was magic because it's nothing worse than having somebody that does not have chemistry or they're not following and it's just a clash. It's not good. Yeah. It's not good.
But honestly, add that to your testimony. Everything was, you said, budget. Budget was there. You were working with budget. Yeah, you were able to get these donations. That helped out a lot. You were able to gather your community. And then Sterling Derrick came in at the last second.
You
couldn't worry about the small details. We got to get the ball rolling. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, we've said this a million times. Everything was beautiful. And that's just a testimony to the film in general, because look at the numbers it's doing. Look at where you are now with the film festivals. Like, hello, NAACP? Image Awards? Mm-hmm. All right, talk to us about that. Like, how do people vote? What is for your consideration for those that don't know what that is?
Yeah, so Sex is up for a NAACP award. We are going for the outstanding short film live action. And so we are, for your consideration, is basically we have submitted to be considered for a nomination. So the nominating committee at the NAACP gets an opportunity to vote up until December 19th. And then if we get nominated, they will have a public vote. So we are campaigning to get nominated. And then if we get nominated, then there'll be an extended campaign for anybody and everybody who is interested in voting can vote. And so we're really excited about it. I think, you know, just understand what the NAACP is, right? Like, the Association for Colored People, and like, they help Black communities and like make sure that we have viable representation as well as just like resources in the spaces that we are in. Mm-hmm. Even the NAACP in Los Angeles, they want to make sure that Black people in the industry get the resources and the opportunities that they deserve, right? And so as far as like Sex and what we represent, like, we are going up against some amazing films, truly. Like, I've seen some of the films and I'm like, oh baby, y'all with like it's steep out here. But from my perspective, Sex is something that like is representative of what the NAACP represents. And it's about community and mm-hmm. colored people coming together with low resources, trying to figure it out, you know, one step at a time, one donation at a time, $1 at a time, to make something that uplifts us as a people. And so that may seem a little like Sex is uplifting us. But as you guys have said and have emphasized in our review, Sex, it's a funny story. It's a funny title. And yes, sexting is a part of it, but it's such a bigger story than sending a nude, right? There, that's not like what the film is about at all, right? And so it is about, you know, being insecure, putting yourself out there, you know, showing yourself to the world, right? And so I think that's what we represent. Our community does that. We have a amazing creative community in LA, and you know, everybody's on LA now, but we are spreading this film to other locations. Like, I'm currently in Houston, hoping to get a screening in DC, screening in Atlanta.
Come on.
Like, this is bigger than, you know, just a little local film. Like, we're getting it out there because we think it's important for people to see this. And to y'all point, like, this, it's nostalgia. It's for the millennials, baby. Like,
oh,
it's
so hard. Thank you.
I'm saying? Like, listen, it's a vibe, but it bridges the gap of our community. You know what I'm saying? And seeing what this is like in real time, it may not be super relevant now, but like, I think a lot of people see it and be like, oh, I remember how that felt. Or maybe some people are still dealing with it today, you know? But it really is bigger than the sexting. It's about showing yourself. It's about putting yourself out there. And so that's what we're doing. That's why we're even campaigning, like putting ourselves. This is not easy to go up against these amazing, truly amazing films, mm-hmm. but we out here doing it. So we're excited. We hope we get nominated. And if that's the case, more people are going to see it either way. But if we get nominated, it'll just give us a bigger platform to be able to get the film.
Yes.
Love it.
We sat on that for a while. Like, this is for us.
This is for us.
Y'all might not feel it, but this is real life. Like, this not happening.
Now, let's go to the fun questions.
She said, we done. Let's do
it. All right.
Uh-oh.
So, why you say uh-oh?
No reason.
Why you say uh-oh?
I watched the review. I know why.
Oh, okay. I'm not the wild one, though. Tamika is.
What?
All right, next.
She was
all
really
right.
good in this.
Anywho.
I think so. I agree.
She was really good.
When y'all leave, then I'll talk.
Girl, let me tell you what they... She gonna be talking about us. We gonna watch the whole podcast.
What is this? To check back
in. Now that they go. No, okay.
Look, if y'all watch any of the episodes, the review was very mild. I will say
kept it cute.
We kept it real cute. Okay, so we have a new actress on board. What up, baby? Now, for both of my actors, if Zayna, an unsaved number, met on a dating app, what would their bio say? Sterling, you go first.
Ooh, they met on a unsaved number would be I like long walks on a beach. I'm a Gemini. I like to cook, but not clean. So I need some assistance.
Hey, yo, you had me at Gemini. Come on. Come on, Gemini. I ain't hear nothing after Gemini. Swiping whatever side you swipe. We're just like, is
don't
it left
play
or right?
Me.
I ain't ever been on that. No,
it's right.
App.
It's right.
It's like right. Swipe right.
Don't do that. Enough of your friends been on there.
Yeah, but I anywho.
You done swipe for them. You know how that be. No, okay.
All right, Kirsten.
Oh, this is so hard. Okay, so she definitely gave us full body pics. Like, baby, you have to see it, okay?
Yes.
And she gonna say, if you like it, hit me.
Period.
You see it?
Look, and that's why she be starting stuff.
That's why, because she put it out there.
She like, put it out there. And she gonna need Candy song playing in the background.
Like what you see, what's up?
What's up?
Mm-hmm. Okay, next question. That's boring. blah, blah, blah.
I got a question.
No. All right, go ahead.
All right. Legit question. Okay. You meet somebody for the first time. We do not call them by their name yet. I don't know if this is guys as well, but a little inside scoop. We just met you. We talking to our girlfriends about you. You do not have a name. A name does not exist, but a nickname does. So for your characters, vice versa, y'all talking, what's each other's nicknames?
Ooh.
You talking to your guys? What are you referring to her as? You talking to your girls?
That's a good one, Tamika.
Uh-huh.
Is this before or after the film? Like, just hypothetically. Like, have I seen...
It progresses. It progresses. We just started talking. I like you. Like, yeah. I don't know if it's going nowhere. And then after, you get the pick.
What's his nickname?
Probably Baby Arm.
Come on, boss, baby.
Listen.
Either that or Gemini. One of the two.
Okay. All right. It's going to start off Gemini.
Period. Yeah, it's going to start off Gemini. But you after the pink, it's going to have to.
It might start off. Let me think about that. Because what? I don't need my girlfriends thinking about you. So it might have to start off Baby Arm. Giggle, giggle. Ha, ha, ha. We don't know. But when we know... Then it's Gemini, because I don't need none of y'all referring to him as Baby Leg. Because by then, he's my man.
Wait. After the picture, he's your man?
Yeah. And then, now we know that were married.
Wait a minute. My girl said, I got a picture. I'm married. I'm having this child tomorrow. What's up?
Yeah, I'm done.
Nine months where? I'm already pregnant.
With who? Gemini.
Duh.
Yeah. Duh.
All right. Sterling Derrick, what is Zayna's?
Do guys do this?
Yeah, or do y'all do this?
I'm curious. So I'm not going to lie. It's more location-based. So we're trying to figure out where we met her or where we know her from.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what's the backstory here? Where did you meet her?
That's a good question.
Wow.
I probably would have met Zayna out somewhere. It would have been, I walked up to her probably at a coffee shop. So I probably, Miss Coco.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I could see
Miss Latte. I like that.
Wait a minute. Hold the milk.
Yeah.
You better talk your shit. Come on, Unsafe.
That one was all sexy, and you over here calling him baby leg. Our minds be in the wrong place.
It showed me,
as it should.
But it would change. The sweeter he was, it would change. You know, maybe. Okay. Probably.
Don't switch up now.
I know. I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's when the emojis come in play. You
have a name.
Tag a little emoji.
Then we just call you by your name because it's solidified. He's a keeper.
He's the key. All
right.
Okay. If your character could send one text that was not a part of the film, what would it say?
What that mouth do?
Come on.
Now that you're comfortable.
Listen.
That's crazy. That's hella funny. So this is kind of an inside scoop from the film. So we had a text message that got cut out before Zayna calls him, like, surprising me. He's like, oh, you gonna send me a pic? And she says this real, I think the line was like, I'm willing to give. Are you willing to receive? Something real, like, indirect. And so she decided to be like, just surprise me.
I was like, that indirect?
It would have probably been something of that nature. Like, trying to find the right words to say to him. Like,
right.
Finesse, you know, switch it over. But, and then taking it away. So.
Oh, that definitely.
It was like, you playing games. So she got the iPhone update where it's like, edit. Unsend message.
I don't have that Team Android. Moving on. If sex went past short form, what would that look like? Would you do episodic? Would you do full-length film?
So everybody talks about a feature, but personally, I would like to see, like, episodic. And I'm interested in just, like, the use of technology within relationships, and so it may be like more of an anthology, like following the different characters and kind of seeing what their world looks like and then them interacting. So that's what is interesting to me.
I like that. I see this as a start of something.
I agree with that. Just following as the relationship develops, and definitely using the technology. I like the text messages popping up on the screen and kind of seeing how a first date would look. And then after that first date, when do you follow up? And then if you start to like that person, how do you start to convey those feelings but not look too thirsty and live in this weird dating world that we live in right now?
What? I'm trying to binge watch that now.
She's so thirsty for something to watch.
As long as you ended it with something to watch. Because we would have had a talking to.
All right, here she go. Yeah. All right, so let's end this off with dating advice for our lovers out there who just can't find the one. Let's start with you, Sterling Derrick. What is some advice that you would give to your brothers in arms on how to court a woman? Ooh.
Ooh, and then I want to know, what advice would you give to the ladies?
of that.
Two-parter. Mm.
Let me take notes.
Okay.
Notebook.
Dating advice for the guys. Most guys nowadays want to be leaders, and you got to give a woman something to follow. Mm-hmm. So know your worth, know your value, but also good leaders are good followers. So women have the same value that you have. So respect each other's time. I think I can throw that back at the women also. Like, a lot of women think that their time is only valuable, but if you guys are dating, if you guys are trying to court each other, both respect each other's time. And I think through that respect, the good vibes will come out. The reciprocity between you two will come out. And I mean, I think you can build something nice with that.
Aww.
Where are you from, Sterling?
Not LA.
I'm sorry.
Where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta, but I live in Phoenix.
Accurate.
Wait, but are you a Gemini in real life?
I am.
Come on, somebody. When's your birthday?
May 31st.
You're a May Gemini.
The best. The best.
Okay.
So the dating advice I would give is treat each other like people. I think, and I'm guilty of this, like in dating, it feels like almost a war, or like, you know, it's like power moves and like, you know, not trying to feel or do or all of the things. And I'm realizing like, I wish I could interact or in certain situations, interact with like how I interact with my homeboy. Like, you just a person that I care about, you know what I mean? And so taking all that energy out or all that expectation out and just like interact with somebody regularly and treat them like you would treat somebody that you care about, you know? And so that would be my advice across the board. Just treat them like a regular person, and hopefully y'all just vibe and love can grow from that.
Yeah, that's both sides.
Yeah, I think so. Just, you know, in reference to like men too, because sometimes, you know, it, the opposite sex, it just, you know, things just get a little messy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we don't know what's going to happen. Like, if we can just like treat each other just like regular people, like, how would you interact with somebody you weren't interested in, or just somebody you interact with normally? And then kind of build on that, you know?
Don't tell Tamika that.
What happened?
Don't tell me what.
Interact with somebody. How would you interact with somebody you're not interested in? That's how I said, Tamika, don't take that one.
Yeah, I won't take that.
Because, honey,
about this.
She's crazy. We're not going to get into that.
I won't.
Not gonna
get anyways, it. I'm working on it.
All right, now.
I'm also single, so take these all with me.
Oh, come on. Hello to our listeners that's out there in Singapore, because that's where the money is.
There you know.
That's where the money is. Look, at least that's where the people that listen to us are at, in Singapore.
Love it.
Kirsten Stevens is single. She's ready to mingle.
We love that. Yeah. Oh, now we're going to have to go out when you're in town.
Okay, girl, let me know.
Wait, are you in? Okay, we'll talk about afterward. We'll talk. I was about to give away some information, child.
Oh,
all
my gosh. Right. You got to be like, if you're interested, call.
Oh, like I did with you?
Yes, and please stop doing that.
I'm trying to play matchmaker.
No, I don't know. I didn't let you write my dating profile. What else do you want from me?
It was so good, y'all. It was
so good.
If you ever, if y'all ever need me to write a dating profile, pick out your pictures, I can do that. Just call me. We'll go through it. We could even have a photo shoot. I got to pick out your clothes.
You making it a whole production. Yeah. Maybe this is a hustle.
It sounds like a business in itself.
Absolutely.
You also get no opinion. So don't sign yourself up.
You get no opinion. And then the first message I will send out
to them.
Lovely.
So they dating you, JoJo?
No. They can't date me. They can't date me. But I get to know my clients. You know what I'm saying? Most of my clients are very shy. So since I'm not shy, I like to go ahead. Let me just help you out a bit. It's very inappropriate, but it breaks the ice.
I love that.
You know what I'm saying?
It's one of those where after you respond, I fell asleep. Crazy, my phone died.
Play too much. All right. So we are at the tail end of our episode of Are We Canceled Yet? But I will leave our viewers with an unpopular opinion with JoJo.
Before we do,
what?
Giving you your flowers. You made a film.
Yeah.
Like, come on, both of you. Yeah. Creatives. Everyone does not do that. It's submitted.
Yeah. Oh, well, wait. Okay. Let's say this. What's next? Sterling Derrick, what's next for you?
Right now, I'm doing a lot of modeling. I want to find my next project. I'm working with Jovan trying to figure out what script's right for me, but I definitely want to do some more acting. The modeling world here is a lot bigger than the acting world, but I'm real close to LA, so if anybody needs anyone, give me a shout.
Oh, duly noted.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Do you do table reads?
I could. I haven't.
Do you do table reads for free?
I can. I could not.
Yeah. We'll talk after this. Yeah. All right. His phone died, so it's fine.
Oh, it did die. Oh, no.
No, it was perfect, though.
It's perfect timing because we're at the tail end. Okay. So, Kirsten, what is next for you? I know you're doing the film festival circuit. Are you focusing on that, or are you hopping straight into another project?
So, yes, still on the tail end of our film festival circuit. We'll know more, you know, by the end of this, hopefully by the end of this year, and what will happen early next year, because our year is in the summer, so we'll be done doing our film festival circuit in the summer. But I do have some other projects in the works. So in pre-production for a short skit called Negative Influence, starring Alexis Bradby. She's a comedian based in New York, but she does some work in LA. I'm producing a short called Guy With No Friends, written by Khalil Hines. We had a project that went to the Detroit Film Festival, so we're working on that as well. And then a third project that is going to be like my heart and my directorial debut as a short sketch, but it's going to be a short. It's called Love and Studs. It's written by me and co-directed by myself and Kevin Moore, who was the editor on Sexed. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also writing a feature film called Just a Friend. So,
come on, you're busy.
We try to do it.
Four projects?
You busy? Yeah.
One. Up and running.
We're early, you know, we're early in the process. You know what I'm saying?
It don't matter. No money, out there. No money,
getting it. Yeah, we love that. Well, many blessings to you.
Yeah.
And if you need some actresses.
And if you need actresses.
Hello?
So to me, I've never met you in person, which I'm just so grateful just to be even on here, but JoJo, I have to give you your flowers, girl. So we went on a set. It was like November 2022, if I'm not mistaken. It's called So Natural. Okay. This film is like, it was like a dark comedy.
Yeah.
She played, and I don't specifically remember your character, but it was the scene that I remember, like watching you distinctly, was the film was about a sound guy who listened to somebody pass away. And so they had like a group of all of it's very good.
That sounds great. What is that?
It's so good.
Editing is amazing.
It was a great film. I actually really love working on that film. But all the actors were sitting in a circle and they were doing like basically like an HR meeting. And I just remember watching and JoJo, and I was like, this girl is talented. Like, she's talented AF. Like, and you know, you get people's IG on set, and you know, move on with your life, right? But like, you are somebody I've just been watching over what's this is 2025, so 2022, but you captivated me from your performance, and I was like, oh, okay, this is somebody who I would want to watch, right? And so, just to see you guys doing this podcast, and like, as soon as we thought about like maybe getting somebody to review, I was like, I'm gonna just ask her, see what happened, and I just love you guys' energy. So I'm just grateful that y'all are, one, just doing y'all own thing, right? Like, doing y'all thing and, like, making things happen. Y'all been doing it for a year. Like, those things are not easy, and I need to emphasize that. Like, people may see it, and it's, like, on a social. Getting together every week, shooting this,
hello,
editing stuff, putting on IG every week, that is not easy. It is a lot of work, even though it may seem like it's not. So I want to emphasize that. Y'all are doing great things. I mean, this is only the beginning, but I'm just grateful that y'all are open, y'all even doing this. Like, I would love to work together someday.
I love that, and thank you so much. Oftentimes, I don't know if I could speak for I could speak for Tamika. We get imposter syndrome very, very bad, very, very badly. So just the fact that you noticed that, even from that small scene that I had on that small scene that I had on set, to seeing the podcast progress, and we joke all the time like, ain't nobody listening to this, but we see the numbers, and then for you to reach out and be like, hey, I want you to look at the screener, and but like, that really meant a lot. Like,
truly,
it meant a lot. So thank you, girl. Don't make me cry,
girl.
I'm back.
I'm an actress. I don't cry. Girl, okay.
An end scene. That was my audition for the next.
Oh, you like me performing? Okay, I'm going to let me perform a little.
I have elevated since 2022. Thank you.
You take every opportunity.
At will.
Listen, I love that. Well, we are excited for you, excited to see what's to come when the film can be out there and everyone can watch it. Wishing you the best on the film circuit. And just keep doing what you're doing, because we are fans.
Thank you. I'm fans of you ladies as well. I can't wait to see what y'all do. More films and more acting for y'all too. I love this kid.
All right, wonderful. Oh, your unpopular opinion.
This was such a high note to end on. But let's get into this unpopular opinion. All right. Unpopular opinion with JoJo. If you can master the body roll and the stank face combination, you can dance. Done.
That is accurate.
It's accurate. Thank you.
That is accurate.
Very much accurate. You ain't even got to be on rhythm.
I'm just imagining, like,
right? Yeah, I was like,
I took it too far.
But is that tomato? I think
you imagining
the rhythm might be needed.
No, it's the only rhythm needs to be between the body and the face. Damn the music!
Considering you do the robot every time we go out, I'm not sure this unpopular opinion is the one for you. Yeah. Are you
every time?
No, I had to see a visual, like, so like,
it don't matter. I'm doing a robot, but what's so crazy is I have a dance background, so I can dance. But when I'm out,
but when she's out, she chooses to do the robot
every time.
Popular opinion.
Is it like a song? Though? Is it like a song that evokes it, or are you just like,
no? I'm it's any song. It can be a slow song. I'm hitting that robot.
Popular opinion: JoJo should stop doing the robot.
And if you can't sit,
please put that in the comments.
Did you just hit it?
Please comment below.
I ain't even seen it. I'm second it though.
No, hey. You ain't seen the robot, okay?
Do not. Please. Also, our talented guests, where can people find you? Where can people follow you? Where can they be fans like we are?
I am on Instagram at Created with a K by Kirsten, K-I-E-R-S-T-Y-N. And sex short film on Instagram as well.
Yes. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Are We Canceled? All right, bye. I'm looking for the stop recording button.
Again.
Oh, I found it this time.